This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Super Don, I'm checking in on you first and foremost to see if we have permission to talk about influenza and flu shots and stuff, because I don't want to lose you. You know how you lose
flu,
it if we
flu,
do something.
Flu. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't know that song. What was it? You flew over the cuckoo's nest.
That was the influenza version of the spam sketch from Monty Python.
Spam. Sorry. Okay, I get it. But, now. I get it. All right, folks.
Yes.
Do
of
I
course,
think I
yes.
Have the flu?
Do you have the flu?
I have the snifflies. There's something I never have. Something's going on. No, I know exactly what's going on. I mean, you go out of town, you don't sleep, you get it. Listen, it's all right. I'm not panicked. I'm certainly not going to a hospital, and I think that's one of the biggest problems we're going to learn. When you have what they call flu, don't, whatever you do, don't go to the hospital. And I'm like, people are going to freak out and go, wait a second, that's irresponsible. No, what's irresponsible is going to the hospital because they're going to kill you there. I'm telling you, that's why people are dying. If it's not the hospital, they're going to their doctor and getting a prescription for scammy flu. They're being told to get on Tylenol. Ibuprofen. This is what's killing people. I'm not joking. These are over-the-counter and prescription drug deaths added to the statistical list, and they're claiming, oh, it's the flu. The flu is killing everybody. No, you're suppressing your body's response to overcome whatever the hell is challenging you. And by suppressing it, it's probably not the first time you've ever suppressed it. If you're going to a doctor and you're going to go, yes, doctor, I'll take my Tylenol. Yes, doctor, I'll take my ibuprofen. Yes, doctor, I'll put my child on Tamiflu. It's clearly not the first time you've done that. So you have an ongoing degradation disease that is caused by iatrogenicide, or is called iatrogenicide. Because it's the medicines that you've been using to intervene or even prevent, in the case of a flu shot, that are destroying your immune system, corrupting your excretory organs. That includes the liver, the kidneys, the spleen, the colon, all of that. To the point where you can't process squat, and then it ends up in your lungs. They say you died of complications of the flu. No, you died of complications of doctoring. The most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. We're covered, honey. Let's go. Come on, let's run to the doctor. Let's go to the ER. It's okay. We've got insurance. And you've insured yourself to death, or your kids to death. It's a very serious issue, Super D. I'm looking at these stories, each report of a Tamiflu death or a flu death or a complications of flu death. We're learning that in each and every case, these people have had allopathic intervention, including the aforementioned medicines, drugs, and shots. And I'm over it, but I'm just disgusted by it.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I guess this is part of the frustration that I'm experiencing right now. Because, again, I've been sharing this information with you now for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
13 years.
13
We have been
years.
Telling people, guess what? The flu shot sucks, okay? Mm-hmm. It sucks, and last year it sucked, and the year before that it sucked, and it sucked all every year, yet we keep seeing the same thing. Oh, get your flu shot, get your flu shot. And Tamiflu is the same thing. I mean, how long have we been talking about Tamiflu? And it was a scam. And
ever since it came out, just about.
The swine flu and everything in the body, and it doesn't work. And the was it the Cochrane collaboration did the study on it and said, hey, you know what? I mean, you know, it might reduce your symptoms maybe a few hours, but the side effects don't outweigh the risk. And yet, here we are again, another flu season. People are dying. People are taking Tamiflu and committing suicide. And I've got this overload in my brain where it's just like, why? Why is this still going on?
Super D, I remember back in 2007 and 2008, and even maybe before that, but certainly when Bush was still president, and they were stockpiling Tamiflu. You know, the fear of bioterrorism. No. You know, it was like, man, we've got a stockpile. They spent, I don't know how many billions on it, to find out that at best it can shorten the duration of symptoms by half a day. And that's like a very small percentage. But the rest of the folks, and in Japan they learned this early on, in the early 2000s sometime, that it was causing such horrendous side effects, particularly in children, that they basically said, don't give it to kids. And yet we are slow learners in here. It's like, I want a big sign. Caution, entering America. Slow people at play. We don't get it quickly here.
Because they can't keep this Tamiflu on the shelves in these stores. Yeah, they're complaining to the media. We have a short, you know, again, here's, you know, like the scary headline, shortage of Tamiflu, right? It's like, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, it is a good thing to not have any. But I'm just saying, here I am. I speak as an American, but damn it, I'm disgusted with my fellow Americans on this issue. You're freaking out. Now, granted, probably not so much in this audience, but let me just speak to those who are not listening now. Stop going to the doctor for Tamiflu. Stop going to the doctor or the drugstore for these stupid shots. Now, we've covered, like, out of Australia, they said it's 10% effective. What does effective mean? That you didn't get the flu? No. It only means that they've titered you and they say, oh, look, you have developed the antibodies that we were targeting. Right? That's what it means. It doesn't mean you're going to be protected because antibodies are not comprehensive enough. They're not the only factor in immunity. In fact, they're very far down the list in immunity. When you're healthy, when you're vital, when your immune cells are strong, you don't even need to produce an antibody because you're going to kick its aspirin before it even, you know, it bothers you even a little bit. And so now the CDC is claiming in America, oh, well, no, it's not that bad. It's not 10%. We're saying it's about 30%. All right, well, where's the truth? Maybe somewhere in the middle?
Split the difference.
Yeah, according to researchers in Canada, the influenza A, H3N2, suggesting the flu vaccine is 17% effective. Oh, wow. Glory be to...
That's better. That's better than 10. It's better than 10. We told you. Yeah.
Folks, that means 83% of the time, you're not going to get an antibody. And, you know, according to Australia, 90%. According to the CDC, it's 70%. In any case, how's that for efficacy? If you went to a health food store for, a supplement, and they said, man, this thing is bound to work 10 to 17% of the time. How many people would knowingly buy it? They go, dude, I don't think that's going to work for me. Let's find something that's going to be a little more efficacious. But when it comes to the flu shot, it doesn't matter. The dunderheaded doctors on the television, on the radio, saying, well, it's the best we got. The best thing you can do is still take the flu shot. Despite acknowledging it basically doesn't work. And if we take it out to the Peter Doshi, peer-reviewed literature, what does he find? Maybe 10 to 15% of all cases of flu are actually flu. So do the math. Let's do 15% of 15% just to be generous. What is 15% of 15%? Let's see. It's less than 5%. It's significantly less than 5%. It's maybe 3%. So now you're talking the efficacy, even if you elicit an antibody response, which is what they claim is so awesome, their holy grail. Based on the reality, the harsh reality within the peer-reviewed literature, you dunderheaded doctors and pharmacists still promoting this agenda. You CDC, Yahoo, still promoting this agenda. You people in the Department of Health and Human Services, in local state departments of health. Maybe 3% you will elicit an antibody that would be appropriate to what that person might have encountered. And even then, it doesn't guarantee or confer immunity, because immunity is more complex than an antibody. more comprehensive than in antibody. The things we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show to elicit immunity, of course, are eating right, sleeping, which I haven't done in the past week. That's why I'm a little sniffly. How about detoxifying your liver, taking extra selenium, the whole food form? We talk about it all of the time. Immune modulators like beta-glucan. How about drinking some Echo water with hydrogen to supercharge all of your minerals? How about probiotics themselves that are the seed of the immune system, 70% or more? Yeah, how about that? How about washing your hands with soap and water if you are considering exposure as a transmission route? How about echinacea? Yeah, take that. Not in preventive, but when you have, oh my gosh, I'm starting to get sick. How about homeopathic medicine? Dr. King's multi-strain flu medicine. My gosh, is that comprehensive? We'll talk about that tomorrow as we do the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. But we got another Tamiflu suicide being reported out of Franklin Township. I don't know what state is this in, Super D, in Franklin Township. I couldn't tell what state it's in. But another tragedy, a 16-year-old boy diagnosed with flu last Thursday, prescribed, guess what? Scammy flu. 24 hours later, the teen, just, there was nothing, no response. And they discovered he had committed suicide. Suicide. The teen had never expressed suicidal thoughts prior to taking Tamiflu. He had no signs of depression. The only thing he did was they had flu symptoms. We don't know if he had the flu, but he got Tamiflu. And now he's dead. How many delusional episodes do we have to report on? Thank God when they don't die, but this kid, a 16-year-old, died. After two doses. This is not the first story or tragedy we will cover. It probably won't be the last because y'all ain't sharing the Robert Scott Bell Show fast enough. And I don't want to, you know, I'm not mad at you, honestly. People probably wouldn't tune in anyway because the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty are for those who are brave and courageous enough to take the stand for self-determination, for self-responsibility, to care for themselves, to wake up and see through the authoritarian garbage coming from the medical deities. Those with medical degrees that can't read the medical literature, or if they can, they can't understand it. Or if they can't understand it, they don't read it because they don't want to report it to you. So that, well, if they did, they would have to be on so many psychiatric drugs just to stay alive because they would be so racked with guilt for poisoning their patients and their kids to suicide. No, I am not really thrilled about this at all, but I am thrilled about something. That Chris Barr is about to join us on the air. Not a doc! He's going to lighten the mood. I know he will. Yes, he'll bring it. We're going to talk about being American Heart Health. We've started February with a bang. It's American Heart Health. And they're going to try and tell you that the flu is related to heart attacks. If so, is it the flu? Is it the flu shot? Is it Tamiflu? Is it Tylenol? Is it ibuprofen? Or all of the above?
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to Robert's Water. .com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed. This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I got my echo water. Infusing the molecular hydrogen as we speak, and I'm going to lighten my load because I brought on my good buddy, not a doc, Chris Barr. I don't have to do anything anymore. I just turned it over to him. Chris, as I mentioned, I was just railing on the issue. I'm so disgusted with the Tamiflu deaths, the suicides. Also, the death by, I said, you know, death by modern medicine, this is what all this flu is. They're dying of Tylenol, they're dying of ibuprofen, they're dying of flu shots, they're dying of Tamiflu. But you've got some more backstory on that, Chris, and we're going to dive into Heart Health Month eventually. But for now, the backstory is what's missing.
Yeah, Tamiflu exists because of, well, it burst onto the scene because of, I believe it was a $2 billion purchase by the U.S. military?
Yes.
And the Secretary of Defense at that time was the man who was the CEO at Gilead Research that brought Tamiflu to the marketplace. No conflict of interest, though, even though he had a multi-million-dollar, according to his financial disclosures, $5 to $25 million portfolio in the Tamiflu stock when the military put it on the map. Even though the Japanese had already outlawed it for children's use because of children's suicides and psychotic behavior in Japan, which the FDA ignored when they approved Tamiflu. By the way, it's now getting attention almost 15 years later because of suicides and killings. But that was known back at the beginning, and they ignored it because of little Donnie Rumsfeld. You know, about
the only
way you can get more evil than Donnie Rumsfeld is if you're the Antichrist.
Yeah, well, he is the lizard man. He's right next to the Antichrist.
Wow.
Yeah, but remember I mentioned in the opening segment how the government stockpile, that's what Chris is referring to. And, of course, the backstory are the conflicts of interest, how you get into government, you have a large centralized bureaucracy with an unlimited budget thanks to the Federal Reserve, and they can just buy stuff up, you know, and the people that are in power, just like, again, now it's seemingly coming out very fast with this Barbara Fitzgerald in office at CDC for like 6 or 7 months, and now all the conflicts of interest are coming to the fore. But this is something that is happening almost everywhere we see, whether it be the sexual harassment issues, the pedophilia networks. These things are coming out like never before that I've witnessed, and bubbling up even that the mainstream media has to carry it, cover it, even though before they've covered it up.
Yeah, guess who brought aspartame into the marketplace?
Lizard Man.
The youngest Secretary of Defense in the history of America, little Donnie Rumsfeld, who also was the oldest Secretary of Defense. Hey, you know how they like to rip on Clinton for getting nukes to the North Koreans?
Yes.
He just did the paperwork. Guess who sold the machinery and materials necessary for the North Koreans to make those nukes?
Who is that?
Little Donnie Rumsfeld.
Donnie Rumsfeld.
The only American sitting on the board of directors of ABB, the giant Swiss firm that did so.
Wow, he's a busy guy.
As I said, the only way you get more evil than Donnie Rumsfeld is if you're the Antichrist.
Yeah, he's painting the Antichrist's fingernails. That's what he's doing, Rumsfeld. So what do we do? I mentioned, you know, we've got a couple of minutes before the break here. I mentioned that, you know, all the things we do, the selenium, the things to enhance immunity, probiotics. You've mentioned echinacea, and I say don't take it preventively. That's a reactionary. If you feel like you're getting sick, slam the echinacea. But anything else you want to add to that?
Well, no, you covered it. You know, people would take echinacea preventatively. That's like taking antibiotics to prevent infection. Not only does that not work, it makes the infection stronger. And it's the same with echinacea. The key to echinacea is, first of all, it has to be a 100% liquid extract. Teas, capsules, tablets don't work. Has to be 100% liquid extract, and at the first sign of illness, and everybody knows when they're getting sick, I'm trying to catch a cold, I'm coming down with something, I'm feeling under the weather. Everybody knows it. That's when you hit the echinacea, at least a full dropper full every other hour, or better, every hour. And that is actually medically documented in numerous studies. 58% of the time, it will prevent the flu or cold from even occurring. And the other 42%, there are, let's say, less severe incidents and 2 days less duration. That's documented in medical records. Why
does
everybody know that?
And no psychosis, no suicides, no homicides associated with echinacea. And also, please stay hydrated. My gosh, you know how many people are suffering because of dehydration during those episodes? And that compounds the lack of liver detoxification. You know, the stress that you're under if you're really having to clear some immune debris. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Thank goodness. We got not a doubt. Chris Barr on with us. We're going to dive into the heart health issue next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, you are starting February, and that means it is the very end of Heart Health Month. I guess it could be not European Heart Health Month, for sure not Asian Heart Health Month, but American Heart Health Month. Now, we're doing a whole heap of bad stuff for our heart here in America. I don't know about y'all listening around the world, but man, oh man, there are still loads of people on statin drugs here in the United States. We're dumb as rocks. That's been like, this week has been all about people who are dumb as rocks. It's not just doctors, it's people who are taking statin drugs. And Chris Barr, not a doc, is here to tell us why that's dumb as a rock. In fact, a rock might be more intelligent because it would be no better not to take a statin drug. But why? Why, Chris? Please, enlighten us.
Well, we only have 30 minutes, so we can't really cover it. But anyway,
do your level best.
In the first place,
Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder, graduate of Yale and Columbia, professor at Dartmouth, trace mineral expert extraordinaire, was actually a toxicologist. He wasn't a nutritionist, but in his toxicology work, he stumbled upon chromium doing amazing things that he had no idea. And this is the man that all of the high blood pressure protocols use to this day. It's because of the work of Schroeder. He got the highest award from the American Heart Association, sponsors of this month's American Heart Month.
Right.
And when he came back to them several years later and said, wait, I was wrong. Chromium is the key. They just clapped their hands and said, oh, it's always nice to hear from Dr. Schroeder, and they ignored him. Schroeder actually said and wrote, the cause of heart disease is a lack of chromium. Now, I'm here to tell you that he overspoke. It's not the cause, but it is the biggest part of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of overshot the mark there a little bit. But that's how convinced he was with the research that he did. And nobody had more credentials to talk about heart disease than Henry Alfred Schroeder from Dartmouth University, Columbia, Yale, et cetera.
I had an intense heart health question of the day yesterday. Somehow I got on that. And I did mention the chromium, but I came back to selenium again because we look at the protection of the cell. We look at the function of the liver, the detoxification of the body. And we recognize the inflammatory components stuck in the circulatory system if the liver isn't adequately bringing it out and then transforming it for further removal. And I have to say that, is that the missing component that when Schroeder was saying it's all about chromium, he didn't know about selenium?
There's a few missing components. He never did learn about selenium, by the way. Mm-hmm. He died not. He's still thinking selenium was just a toxic compound.
Mm.
But sadly. Actually, the keys are, number one, chromium. Chromium feeds the heart. Number two, selenium. Selenium protects the heart from damage. Number three, silicon. Silicon is for the structural integrity, for strength and elasticity of cardiovascular tissue. And it's a semiconductor, so it is the key to the electrocardiograms, to the electrical activity of the heart. Then after that is magnesium, which once you've actually damaged the heart through all these bad eating habits and lack of chromium, selenium, and silica, magnesium kind of jumps to the top of the list, not because it's more important, but because it's more important when you have damage that's been done to deal with the damage. And then the vitamin called B6, which works in tandem with magnesium. So when you look at the American dietary with all of those removed from the foods that they're eating, and then meat, you know, people say meat causes heart disease. Meat doesn't cause heart disease. When you overeat meat and or when the meat is grain-fed, that's what causes heart disease. Meat actually contains compound when the beef are fed the way they're supposed to, grass only, their conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, is rich, and that protects the heart. Also helps against diabetes and some other things, too.
Chris, I got a question because you ran through the beautifully, very simply, the chromium feeding the heart, selenium protecting the heart, silicon strength, integrity. We've talked about vascular elasticity, also the electrical component, magnesium for repair, B6 in tandem with magnesium. Now, the B6, is that coming through the homocysteine formula that we get from Innate?
Yes, exactly. See, people don't understand, because they always put B6, folate, and B12 together. If you had enough B6, the folate and the B12 wouldn't be an issue. When you don't have B6, then the methionine and tryptophan pathways are not properly addressed and homocysteine forms. So they use folate and B12 because it reverses the homocysteine. But all it does is that puts the homocysteine back to methionine, and then it goes right back to homocysteine again if you don't have the B6. So that's the key, is the B6, and that's why meat eating causes problems when you overeat it. The form of B6 in meat is very unstable to heat. The form of B6 that's found in non-animal sources is very stable to heat. So that tells us biochemically We are designed by the Creator for meat to be a garnish and not a main food. Because if you
Super
eat
done.
A little bit of meat and then you eat lots of, you know, veggies and everything else with it, you got plenty of B6. But if you eat lots of meat, mm-hmm. then your B6 is wiped out. Which, what's the highest source of methionine and tryptophan? Animal proteins.
Chris, Super Don's asking, how many garnishes can he have?
Well, the key is to make sure that that's the lesser portion of what you eat. As far as overall, you know, if you pig out on meat one meal, it's not going to kill you. You know, but if you make a habit like the American diet is of lots of meat and everything else just thrown in there, well, you're looking for heart disease that way, even with grass-fed meat. So the key is we are designed for meat to be a small portion of our diet and not a major part of it. So meat's not bad. It's just bad if you overconsume or if you grain feed them, because when they're grain-fed, that CLA disappears in their fatty acid structure.
Gotcha. No, that's pretty clear. Now, if we talk about this article that's linking flu, heart attacks, and you know, they say you, but I mean, the thing is, they're saying, well, after the flu, you've had a challenge. You've got a lot of inflammatory compounds circulating, so that's why they explain heart attacks are more likely to occur after an episode of the flu. But do you want to explain that a little bit better than they do in this article?
Well, they're too stupid to know what they're talking about.
Yes.
If you don't get the flu, if you get the flu, it's written down in your body. Your selenium levels are low. Selenium protects the heart. So, yeah, if you have a viral attack that succeeds, it's because your selenium is low. And if your selenium is low, your heart's not in good shape, so it's more susceptible.
Gee, I don't know why, but they didn't mention that in the article, Chris.
I just said they're stupid.
I just wanted to be sure you were clear on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, folks, you're getting things you will not hear anywhere else unless Chris was doing his own radio show, which he has from time to time over the years, or gone to his lecture. But we love getting this information out there, and we'll continue to do so. So on the influenza thing, I want to add into the mix how these drugs are dissipating your minerals too, including and especially selenium. So every time you take Tylenol, you're damaging the liver. You take an ibuprofen, you're also stopping the normal response if you have this temporary setback, right? A fever. A fever is your body's violent, strong, stenic, as we call that, ability to burn something out. And you're basically stopping that from happening. You're damaging the very organ responsible for detoxing the debris from a successful battle. And then they have to end up with secondary complications of flu. They call it, you died of flu complications. Well, what were they? You couldn't detoxify the debris, and now it's going out into your lungs, and you end up with a pneumonia. And then they give you more antibiotics. They end up killing you that way.
Well, it's not just selenium with the liver, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know selenium was discovered to be an essential nutrient in liver studies? And 2 years later, in continuing liver studies, they discovered chromium to be an essential nutrient. Chromium and selenium are liver-specific nutrients.
I don't go a day without taking both.
So the chromium is a key. It's not as much of a key on the detox. It's more of a feeding the liver.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some detox aspects to it. So it's chromium and selenium together. And the devilish statin drug actually interferes with the liver, and it actually interferes with selenium metabolism. You know, most people don't know that you don't need CoQ10, which is really expensive, and usually it's inactivated in the digestive process anyway, and you don't need it. Because if you get selenium, which costs a lot less, your body makes more coenzyme Q10 based upon the amount of selenium in the body. So unless you're taking statin drugs, if you take statin drugs, no CoQ10 produced.
Amazing that. Amazing. Well, this is the thing. When we talk about these drugs, they so corrupt your cellular metabolism, and it's just a starting point. We could continue to talk about the way these Tylenols and ibuprofens destroy the function, the integrity of the cell. Again, they concentrate on this CoQ10, which apparently Merck had patented a form of a statin drug with CoQ10 in it, because they realized it was depleting that and attacking the essential energy center, as they call it, of the cell, the mitochondria. But They never discussed selenium and chromium.
No, but even the one they patented, they never put out because CoQ10 is expensive. And
right.
There was never any push for it. So they knew it from day one. That was the very first statin, Zocor. They knew it from the very beginning. This is bad for the liver and interferes with CoQ10. So they patented Zocor with CoQ10, but they never put it in the marketplace because it's expensive. And nobody, you know, there wasn't enough flack about it. So don't tell anybody. We'll just kill them with statin.
Right. Well, you know, they didn't want to have that CoQ10 cost eke into their profits. Remember, they do have a monopoly on the treatment of heart-related ailments that they call diseases. And, of course, we talked about that last hour with the FDA dragon slayer, Jonathan Emord, how it's an evil system from top to bottom. That, you know, if the FDA were gone tomorrow, more people would live, fewer people would die. I'm telling you, it would be a night and day difference. The health of Americans would be on the mend without the FDA.
Yes, absolutely. The Federal Death Administration. Because those medical devils, some call them MDs, that put out Zocor, they knew what they were doing, and they didn't care. They knew it was going to damage the liver. They knew CoQ10 was going to be affected, which is a major heart protector.
All right. And coming up after the break.
Ford!
How does that play into heart attacks? Is it because your team doesn't win? If that were the case, nobody would be alive in Atlanta after last year's Super Bowl. No, there's something more to this. Could it be the Super Bowl meal? We'll check in with Chris Barr, not a doc, talk about whole food nutrition 100% to reverse that, which you're probably going to do during the Super Bowl.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're talking, they will hear you.
Oh, no.
Every single time.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if you ever miss an hour or a half hour or a segment, you can go back and get it. GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication, putting it out on the radio stations around the country, has it up first. Then it's also available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and most of the time, YouTube. That's right. We're simulcasting the show on YouTube. Last hour, Jonathan Eward. This hour, Nana Doc, Chris Barr. And Chris, always a great time when we're together here. Love that we're getting some good info out. Now, the sports side of things, Super Bowl Sunday coming up. We'll be planning to be broadcasting live our Super Bowl spectacular, whatever that means. I don't know what it means this year. We'll figure it out. But the concern is out there in the mainstream media. And some, because it's American Heart Month, they're saying if you eat a Super Bowl-sized meal, that can lead to a heart attack danger. I don't know what's in the meal, but they're saying it's bad. Is it just too big? Is it too toxic, or a combination of the two? What's the threat here, Chris?
Well, it's because people that are eating like that eat like that all the time anyway. So their chromium, selenium, and silicon and magnesium levels are already low. And if that big giant meal includes a bunch of meat, which it usually does, well, the B6 is low. Well, that's just a recipe for heart problems. Okay? So if you slather all that on in extra heaping amounts to a system that's already depleted, yeah, you can increase your problems. It has more to do with lack of nutrition than toxicity, although there's an element of that.
Sure. So it's not the one-shot big bowl of nachos that's going to kill you. It's the fact you've been eating that way all year leading up to it anyway. What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, I'll admit, you know, again, I'm a product of the four food groups growing up, pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, potato chips, right? Occasionally, like, we'll have a big sporting event. Maybe it's a Super Bowl, and I'll make an organic pizza. I will. And, you know, it's not my daily routine, but it's fun. You know, I might pay for it a little bit. I might say, well, I ate too much, but I don't feel like my heart is at risk in those occasional, hey, let's have some fun and indulge in some fun food that we don't normally have.
Well, again, if you eat good food and you overeat, it's not near the problem, or maybe not even a problem at all. But look at the Framingham studies. You know, they tell everybody to eat a Mediterranean diet because of Framingham. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lean meats, fruits and vegetables, et cetera. And they say those people don't get heart disease, and they don't die from heart attacks, and don't get cancer. Well, if you look at the people from the groups that that they looked at, they're obese. Southern Italy, southern France, you know, there's a huge amount of overweight and obesity there. You know, it's not obesity that's the problem. It's those people are eating a lot of good, healthy foods, and they're not having heart problems.
Yeah.
When you eat a lot of foods that don't have the nutrients, that's where the problem sets in.
Super Don, what are you planning to eat? Are you going to do wheatgrass shots during the Super Bowl? What are you doing?
Yeah, wheatgrass shots, no. actually, I hadn't even made plan. I know we're going to have some friends over, and we'll end up watching it, but hadn't made any finalized plans on what the food's going to be yet.
I mean, even if you go into the mainstream grocery stores, they have organic chips and organic dip. I mean, it's all there now. People, you know, go to the Costco where they sell more organic food perhaps than anybody else apparently in the country at this point. So there are ways around it. And let me just give you a heads up. If you're a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, take a lot of extra CBD because you're going to need it.
Yeah, that's probably good. That's best
good advice
I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm just trying to let them down easy because I just don't think Brady's ready to hang it up yet.
Well, we know the Eagles are very selenium deficient because it's been in the news that the entire team has been beset the last 2 weeks with cold, flu, viral issues.
Mm.
So we know that they're selenium deficient.
Well, and they have access to the best medical care. That doesn't bode well for them.
Well, we also know that Tom Brady and many of his teammates are on his program, is very into healthful, healthy eating. Okay, so this will be a real fun Super Bowl. We'll have the healthy, health-conscious Patriots against the viral-attacked, selenium-deficient Philadelphia Eagles.
Are you picking on our cheesesteaks? That's what Philadelphia's saying right now.
Well, yeah. That's,
yeah, they're grain-fed. Whatever you're doing, it's going to deplete you, folks. Go and listen to what we just did with Chris Barr. This half hour alone, it's worth the price of admission and then some. Folks, I can't wait till we get, not a doc back on. I don't know when, but it'll be soon, I'm sure.
From Stevie Ray Vaughan to Stevie Vai.
Yes, sir. Thank you, my friend. Chris Barr, always amazing. Not a doc. Thank you, Super D. We had, who was on the board? We had somebody new on the board tonight, Super Don.
McKenzie
on the board. Well done, McKenzie. Thank you, my friend. We'll be back tomorrow, heading into the weekend. Doing it upright, too, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.